Michelle Bishop, sports update time. You had Penrith MP Stuart Ayres on 7 News last night, who gave an insight into the new stadium. Are the Premiers, what is going to happen there?
Well, guys, if they can get this over the line, and it is a big if, we all should be excited. They've been inspired by a soccer stadium in the US. It's called TQL Stadium in Cincinnati. Very similar situation. It's in sort of the western suburbs. It's been home to the FC Cincinnati in the Major League, built in 2021. The capacity is 26,000. It's very intimate. An Australian firm built it, the same people that that designed CommBank Stadium at Parramatta. It's multi-purpose, spectacular locker rooms. It's amazing, a great fan experience as well. So get online and have a look at that. But as I say, it was built for $250 million. The budget they have is $300 million. So it fits in perfectly. And, you know, the Panthers are building on the field. They've had that 4 premierships, first time in rugby league history, plus the State Cup. And Stuart Ayres sort of says, it's time. Let's take a listen.
They've got a great football team that's really putting Penrith on the national stage. 26,000 seats, rectangular, built for about $250 million, designed by Australian company Populous, is a really great benchmark for what can be achieved here in Penrith. If we get people back out to our grounds, they stay in our hotels, they go to our restaurants, they go to our cafes, they go to our pubs, that generates jobs.
So, guys, this is the background. There still needs to be the money allocated, and they still need to acquire the Paceway, which is across the road. And it's not very, it's a little bit complex. So the Paceway site is bigger. That's why they want to do the swap. And they plan to turn the current site where the Panther Stadium is into parklands for all the public to enjoy. Now, for the move to happen, the Paceway has been there for 107 years. They are offering to cover the full expense of that moving to somewhere, a suitable location. But the Paceway itself doesn't have plans to continue to operate in its current capacity. They want to rezone the area to be able to build 3,000 units, which, as you know, is adjacent to the Panthers Stadium. Council have knocked that on the head. They're saying they won't be changing or rezoning that area for that to happen. So it's at a bit of a standstill. The Paceway don't want to move. They want to use it for their own purposes. Obviously, there's a fair bit of money involved. But we are talking about a location that in 4 years' time, they'll have an international airport there. And like Stuart Ayres has actually pointed out, that they'd like to be able to, you know, invite international acts. So not just, this is not isolated to rugby league. Obviously, the Panthers would be anchored there, but they could bring the Socceroos there, all different music acts, and have people come to Western Sydney, stay there, use the restaurants, the pubs, and inject money into the local economy, which obviously means jobs. That's the bigger picture.
That is the bigger picture. Now, there's a new angle on the Seagulls and Dez story.
Yeah, Dez Hasler is considering legal action against the club as a result of the Pride jersey fiasco, guys. So no matter what way you want to read or believe into it, he's sort of saying that he knew absolutely nothing about, he did not consent to the jerseys being worn. And we all know the impact of the fallout. The Seagulls lost that match against the Roosters and they really didn't recover from there. They didn't win another game. Dave Riccio has, you know, taken us through all the other intricacies in terms of the coaching, that Anthony Seibold's, you know, in line to step up to replace Desi. It is speculation at this stage, but what I can tell you from my sort of, investigations is that the club's sort of not comfortable having this played out in the media. They're remaining tight-lipped. They're not, leaking anything. They want to, you know, steer their ship, you know, back for next year so they can be fresh and, as I say, stop the leaks and let it all happen internally. And let them do their job. And I mean, I think Riccio is very much on the money. They are trying to remove power from Dez Hasler, and be private again and do all the as much as they can to be right in time for the 2023 season.
Wonderful stuff, Michelle. You will be back for your last sports update of the week next hour. Can't wait. Maybe
I'll have some news on the track at Randwick by then too.
Ah, nice. Well, that will be the breaking news.